Real life, baby.
Mm-hmm, the great. Hurricane.
Okay, I could make the argument on the multi-act show that stands out most to me, and then I could say doesn't stand out much to me because of everything I was consuming, Bob Dylan, Grateful Dead, 1980-something at Metrodome.
Consuming a lot of water. You had to go to the bathroom a lot.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, that's
a lot of water.
You got to hydrate.
A lot of hydration.
Am I warm there?
A lot of hydration. Here's another one. Somebody suggests Elton John, Billy Joel.
Yeah.
This person saw him target. Said, I saw them together at the X, and I'm team Elton. Okay. I think among the major acts, I probably have attended more Elton concerts than anybody else. But on that, this was at the X. That night, I was blown away by Billy Joel. It was fantastic. This is 04, 05, somewhere in there.
Just a better show from him overall, more energy, more whatever?
I thought so. And maybe because I was so excited for Elton that I was like, okay, just get out of here, Billy. And he was so into it. And when they performed together, I forget how long, he carried it. He was great. Do you have a multi-act show which really stands out for you?
A couple. Weezer and Foo Fighters together at the X.
That would be
when
great.
I think I was still in college at the time, but I was a huge Weezer fan, favorite band by far, and I was lukewarm on Foo Fighters. And Weezer came first, and we were right up at the stage, and I was getting my butt kicked by a bunch of people who are a lot bigger than me, shoving and pushing people around, as we do.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of stayed back when Foo Fighters hit the stage. And wow, they blew the doors off the place.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I was instantly a Foo Fighters fan after that. The other one that kind of, just because of who they are, it was seeing Bob Dylan and Willie together at Midway Stadium.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Another one for me, and I'm trying to remember the City 97, what the heck was the thing called? Their big musical event. Oh, God, we're blanking right now.
Oh, so, all I can think is the sampler CD.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, somebody will text. So I had heard of Robert Randolph, but that's the first time I saw. I've seen Robert Randolph like 6-7 times. And I was going to see somebody else I really liked. God, it's a C, right? Isn't it? God, it's driving me nuts.
Studio C?
They have Studio C too, yeah. And all of a sudden I'm like, who in the hell is this guy in this group? So Robert Randolph just absolutely blew me away, and then there was somebody else there I'm blanking on right now. I have to look.
Great story.
I know. It's just such an awful, embarrassing story.
Where are you?
Who am I? I don't think I have a ton of great multi-act ones that I just loved. I don't think I do. I got a bunch of people. Billy Squire opening up for Queen at the Civic Center in 81. Korn, Limp Bizkit, Lisa Loeb, mid-90s crazy lineup, great show at Roy Wilkins. I've seen some shows at Roy Wilkins. Roy Wilkins is such a dump now. It was pretty much a dump all along, wasn't it?
Yeah, I don't remember any great years for the auditorium.
Van Morrison getting booed opening for the Moody Blues in Cincinnati.
I'm sure Van took that well.
I was going to say.
You're right, I deserved it.
I can't believe he handled that very well. All right, let me get back up to speed here. More multi-act shows. Basilica Block Party. There we go.
That's Thank the one.
You. Thank you. Jeez.
Starts with a C.
Oh.
C and B are neighbors, though, so it counts.
2006, Pearl Jam opened for Tom Petty, second night. Oh, sign me up for that.
I'll show up when Petty hits the stage. Thanks.
Oh, God, you're so wrong. Who hurt you?
I'm right.
Eddie Vedder You're taking shots at Eddie?
I'm taking shots at grunge. The movement itself is terrible. It was all bad. Pearl Jam, Nirvana, vastly overrated.
I'm calling Brendan Carr.
Soundgarden,
right now.
All
I'm
of them.
I'm sick in the FCC on you right now. This is the one, if you're of a certain age, that comes up a lot. I would have been 13, so I was not there. 78, Met Stadium, Pablo Cruz, Steve Miller Band, and the Eagles. That's for 1978, that's a hell of a lineup.
That's not bad.
Right? Saw Dylan the X with a Foo Fighters acoustic opening for Bob.
I was at the show. Maybe we were sitting next to each other. It was about 6 months after I saw Foo with Weezer. They came right back and did the acoustic set.
They did the whole acoustic? That's how I want to see Foo Fighters most, because I play a lot of Foo Fighters, and I probably enjoy the acoustic stuff more than the hard. I like the combo.
Yeah.
But if I had to pick one, I'd pick the acoustic.
It was all acoustic because they had an album, Skin and Bones, I think was the name of it, including there was a couple new tunes. One was called Skin and Bones, where they did a ton of their hits on the album, all acoustic. It's phenomenal.
Doobie Brothers and the Cars, 1980, Midway Stadium. Cars were massive back then. Any act with the Wiggles, for sure. God, the boys were so into the Wiggles.
Sorry.
Texas says, seeing Chad and Barrero at the State Fair.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know if that counts. We really were one act at the time. If you saw us now at the fair, if you you took us in and then you went and saw Dan, that's a multi-act situation.
Well, you're going to different stages. Does that count?
Yeah, that's a problem.
Two stages not affiliated with each
other. Well, but I mean, some of these, the Yacht Rock thing at Harriet this year that I went to, there were multi-stages there.
It's true, but they're all under the same billing. I don't believe you and Dan's shows are under the same billing.
I don't. Well, we might all be with Brendan Carr and the FCC now.
Good point.
I mean, we all might be together there. Nobody puts Fanny V in the corner. Mr. Producer, you are dismissed. More text. Shot at grunge. You're dead to me. Saw Ted Nugent open up for Aerosmith at the Civic Center in the mid-80s.
Wow.
Oh, jeez.
That'd be big.
That'd be big, but get out of here. I guess I'm just so influenced now by what a loathsome cretin that Ted Nugent has turned into.
Yeah.
Just the incredible filth that he offers up out of his mouth with no repercussion. You know what? Yeah. You know what the repercussions are? It benefits him.
We've also had allegations, at least, against Steven Tyler. Not exactly the greatest of lights.
Yeah. Stevie Wonder opening for the Rolling Stones at Met Center.
Did Stevie get booed, too? Like, man. Prince?
I got a pretty good lineup of opens, wouldn't you say?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get more. Multi-act show. And also, where'd you get your fake ID? Where'd you get your fake ID? And then 0 to 10, you're accepting Farm Aid. Can I just help for me?
1. Come on. This might be the biggest concert in state history. That kind of star power in one day.
I need more of him in the prime. I just don't know what Willie and Bob have left. Johnny Cougar doesn't do a lot for me.
You'll be asleep by then, by the time they hit the stage anyway.
Are you kidding me? Me? Sleeping? Trampled by Turtles would be number one I'd want to see.
You get to see them about 1:30 in the afternoon.
Can I just drive by? I'll go to Sal's.
You do that. You could hang out at the Buffalo Wild Wings across the street. I'm sure you'll hear everything very well.
Maybe a couple Dave Matthews songs, but okay.
No.
Maybe.
No.
Yeah. You, 0 to 10?
If it weren't so dang long,
yeah, that's
it'd be about a 7.
Okay, but you know,
the length of the show.
I know you're not used to length. It's an issue you deal with, but that's why I'm a 1. Okay,
the first show I would, or the first act I would want to see, takes the stage at about 3:30, I think.
Weird Al,
I'm not. I would go the other way if Weird Al showed up.
Let's pause. I'm going to talk Stretch Lab right here. Put it on the list. In fact, you're allowed to stop listening to the commercial about StretchLab right now only if you go to StretchLab.com and reach out to one of the convenient locations in the metro area. Well into double figures, 6 years plus for me going to StretchLab. No signs I'm slowing down because they help me. They help my son who faces physical challenges every single day. That's the idea. A 60-year-old, a 24-year-old, a 12-year-old, an 85-year-old, someone who's physically active, somebody who should be more physically active, someone who wants to hit that golf ball in the middle of the club face. Me, both hands up in the air. Somebody who's coming off a triathlon like Dave. Trained professionals who know what they're doing, technology available. They're going to evaluate you, have a good conversation with you. That 50-minute session, you're going to walk away taller, a little more pliable, and saying, when can I come back again? StretchLab.com. I don't need to see Neil anymore. I'm away to the Pacific Club. Here's a fake ID story. Planning to be let in at 19 because I knew a bartender, early 90s. I stepped for gas, the Amoco 36 in Lindale, spotted something shiny. Picked it up, turned around to find a legitimate Wisconsin license plate, a 21-year-old April Omdel from Menominee. Height, hair, eye color, and a strikingly similar flat face like mine. This is her, not me. I had a great time with April's license.
Thank you, April.
Dave, a fake ID?
No, I was far too much of a square for that. And
never,
cheap.
Never had one.
No.
Fake ID from an older sister college friend. I'm a fan of Farm Aid concert comps. I would only go if repped an act and could spend all day backstage. That'd be pretty good. I carefully shave the top of the 8 off to make it into 6, use a razor blade on the raised number of driver's license, then used a black Sharpie to reinforce the 6, rubbed it against the pant leg of my Levi jeans, and went bar hopping while attending Marquette. Today, my boys just ordered on the internet. Yeah, that's what when I talked to some of the youth.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, that story, I've heard a version of that story. I don't even think it's hard at all just to go on the internet and get a fake ID.
No, probably not, but to do it the old school way like that, that's commendable.
Yeah.
That's a lot of work for a young person.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow, sounds like you're just lazily generalizing about millennials.
No, I'm saying, I am a millennial, so yes,
yeah.
I wouldn't have done it.
I think that's
it.
What you're doing. Yeah. Rochelle Olson, cheers, whatever it might be, and the committee.